Another horse race north of the border will draw a big television audience this year. When the Belmont Stakes is run a week from Saturday, millions of viewers will tune in to find out whether War Emblem becomes the first Triple Crown winner since 1978. Sports fans have more TV choices than ever, but commentator Frank DeFord says networks that broadcast sporting events are having trouble holding on to their most lucrative couch potatoes.
Here is the awful truth. Young men are turning away from watching games. Yes, in the latest news from the ratings front, young men have even deserted that current television darling, NASCAR. Its ratings are down a huge 22% with that right crowd. Specifically, this is that cohort of males from ages 18 to 34, always referred to as the key demographic. In this technological world, we don't have generations anymore. We just have demographics. And this demographic is key because young men are still malleable enough to be influenced by advertising. As much as 75% of all sports advertising is bought only for this bunch of high testosterone males. You see, there's only two known ways to reach young men. One is through young women and the other is through sports. Figure it out. If the key demographic is tuning out of sports, advertisers are in a terrible quandary because then the only way to deliver messages to the key demographic is through young women. And young women traditionally have their own agenda and aren't interested in delivering somebody else's messages to young men. Oh my, what to do. Sport, it seems, is a house of cards that will collapse altogether without the advertisers paying huge rights fees to reach those desirable young men sitting on the couch drinking beer and watching games. Street & Smith's Sports Business Journal even made this budding catastrophe its lead story last week, trotting out experts with various ideas to account for this sacrilegious desertion from sports. First, there was the radical suggestion that the key demographic might, since September 11th, actually be more interested in real news than sports. Or, because of the collapse of tech stocks, the key demographic is so discombobulated that it doesn't dare give its affection to a sports team that might break its heart as easily as the NASDAQ did. Of course, I hate to mention this, but maybe it's simpler. Maybe the key demographic is turning away from watching sports just because it's sick of them. Doubters have been asking for years how we could continue to care about so many games played by so many unattractive players who make so much money and treat us so cavalierly in so many leagues run by so many off-putting owners who raise ticket prices and then demand that we build them new stadiums too. It has come to this. During prime time, more adult males watch the Lifetime channel, Lifetime, than watch ESPN2. No, this doesn't mean that all sports are going to fold up their tents like the XFL. But the key demographic might just be telling us that maybe sports can't take us for granted anymore.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.